This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Here's your HeartWise host, Dr. James Markham.
Well, we want to welcome everyone to HeartWise today. And each week we talk about different aspects of medicine and healing. We talk about the place where modern medicine is needed. We talk about lifestyle changes. We talk about the relationship with our Heavenly Father. Well, recently I was talking to a patient in the office the other day, and I was talking about, you know, where does health come from? And, you know, your health comes from your genetics, who your mom and dad are, and unfortunately you can't change that. It comes from the good food you eat, which makes you healthy. We talked about antioxidants a few weeks ago, and also comes from the bad food you eat, which can damage your body. We talked about health comes from our exercise, our movement programs, and how much we rest. But more and more, we're learning that what changes your chemistry also is the way we think, the way our brain works. We've talked to people all over the United States that are now doing research that shows that certain things that can harm our chemistry. In the heart world, we've talked about the broken heart syndrome. When we see someone that dies suddenly, all the adrenaline. We know that depression, people that watch violent TV, people that are hurt, it turns on their limbic system, which makes a lot of stress chemistry. So it only makes sense at HeartWise to start dealing with that as well. And a lot of people don't think about a prescription pill. They think that's medicine. They think exercise, that's medicine. But also when we change our relationship, that's part of the healing process too. That's part of medicine. And today on HeartWise, we've got a wonderful guest, Brenda Walsh. And Brenda has a wonderful ministry. And she's going to tell us, her website is brendawalsh.com, where you can learn more about her. She's also going to be a regular on HeartWise and also on our website, helping specifically women to have better relationships with their God, with each other, and overcome some of these chemical things that can damage people's chemistry. Brenda, we want to welcome you to HeartWise.
Thank you, Dr. Markham. It's a privilege to be with you today.
And, you know, we'd like you to start, you know, I know we can't go into all, but, you know, we've got a couple programs where we'd like to develop this concept of healing through relationships and overcoming difficulties. But just tell us a little bit about your story today.
Sure. I was raised in a family with five children and a very Christ-centered home. I had wonderful Christian parents. Mm-hmm. And honestly, no one could ever ask for a better childhood upbringing. But unfortunately, when doesn't matter what upbringing you have, you reach a point in your adult life that it comes down to your own choices, and you reap the consequences of those choices. And when I was 18, I chose the path God didn't choose for me. That one decision alone almost cost me my life because I found myself in a very horrible domestic violence marriage. And I actually wrote a book about it called Battered to Blessed, where I know there isn't going to be time to tell my story, so that if somebody wanted to, to hear the story, because that book is so full of healing. Because really, honestly, Jesus is the only healer of hearts. And I found myself, you know, right out of high school, I was encouraged by the Kentucky pageant to participate in the Miss Kentucky beauty pageant. My parents begged me not to do it, and I thought at 18 I knew more than they did. My dad kept saying, you know, there's not anything about that that's going to glorify God, and I went ahead because I was 18 and I just felt like I knew more than my parents. And it was at that pageant that my ex-husband was there. He was a police officer doing extra duty there for extra money. And he bragged to his friends that he was going to get a date with me. And they laughed at him. When I walked down that runway in my bathing suit for the beauty part bathing suit competition, he bragged to his friends that he was going to get a date. And I told him, I mean, they told him, he told them that he would, and they laughed at him, and he said, okay, $20, says, no, I'll not only get a date, I'll marry her.
Oh, wow.
And And so, you know, so that began really my downfall. That was, had I not participated even in that pageant, I would have never ended up into the marriage that I ended up in because it was there that he saw me. And he set about really to go after. He even moved into an apartment right across the hall from where my sister and her husband were living, and that's where I was staying with my sister at the time.
Wow.
During the summer. And so, you know, I was working as a student nurse, and I was working at a drug and alcohol rehab center.
Right.
And I didn't know there's not time to go through all the details, but because of a series of events and nurses not showing up and my nursing supervisor giving me sleeping pills so that I could sleep during the day and come back and work a double shift because, you know, there wasn't enough nurses covering. And then I ended up in a very short amount of time being very addicted to sleeping pills. And it was on one of those evenings that she'd have me take sleeping pills before I left work. And then by the time I got home, which is a less than 15-minute drive, you know, they would start to take their toll on me, and I'd be able to go to sleep and, you know, come back and do it all over again. Well, it was during that night that I was actually able to leave work and go home. Then my ex-husband pulled me over in his police car, and through a series of events that followed, I found myself, he tricked me, and I found myself, you know, he asked me to come in and listen to music in his apartment, which, you know I should, as a Christian girl, know I should have never been in a man's apartment alone at any time. But I did. I passed out in his apartment and woke up the next morning in his bed.
Oh, boy.
And he told me that we had, you know, had sex, and I had never even enjoyed a long kiss with a man before. I was so green and so naive that I didn't know how that even happened. And so I believed him, and I was so humiliated. And I also believed that if a man and wife were intimate, or a woman and a, you know, a man were intimate, that they were married in God's eyes. So regardless of whether there was a, you know, I felt like I really had no other choice, but I was going to have to marry him because, you know, I was already married in God's eyes. I was so devastated. I pleaded with God just to let me die. I mean, I was so, but I also, because of pride, Dr. Markham, you know, pride, even an ounce of pride will separate us from Jesus. And I was so filled with pride. I thought, well, if I have to marry this man anyway, and why does anybody have to know what a horrible, despicable person I was, that I'd end up in another man's bed.
Right.
And so I thought, I went about this whole thing, praying and praying and praying, asking God to help me, asking God to save me. And then I was figuring out how God should answer that prayer. And we both know that prayer just doesn't work that way.
Right.
But I had, you know, decided the course of action, that the best thing to do, since I had to marry him anyway, was just act like to everybody I was in love with him, and that it was going to be a marriage that was going to be fine, and somehow I'd find a way to love this man. I didn't even know him. I'd only known him 2 weeks.
Wow.
And so I ended up married to this man that I didn't even know.
At 18, Brenda?
At 18.
At 18.
And it was on my wedding night that I found out that I had been a virgin all along.
Oh, my.
And it was the most devastating, discovery. And in the, in the aftermath, and it was such a brutal event, and it's a horrible situation that happened. And I can remember just picking myself up off the floor and dragging myself to the bathroom and just crying and crying. And I stood at the bathroom door for a minute, and he was laughing hysterically on the bed. And I said, "What are you laughing at?" And he, said, "Because you're so blankety blank stupid." And he said, "You really fell for that." And I said, "Can you tell me that? Why, when you had me naked in a bed next to you, why didn't you take advantage of me then when you clearly could have?"
Yeah.
And he sat up on the edge of the bed long enough to just look at me like I was really an idiot and say, "Because you're just not blanking worth it." He said, "You think I'd lose my badge for you?" And I mean, that was the beginning of the downward spiral. So I found myself just sinking lower and lower and lower. And I reached a point every single day I prayed that God would take me. I just prayed that and of course that's always a coward's way out.
Right.
It's just you want release and you want away from the pain. But I mean, shortly after we were married, he was promoted to that promotion that he'd been wanting for so long. He was a Kentucky State police officer, and now he finally got that job he had applied for and had been wanting with
Brenda, I'm going to stop you right here because we're going to come right back after this break and continue this most interesting story. Listeners, stay with us. We're going to be right back.
In his book, The Ultimate Prescription, now available from Tyndale House Publishers, cardiologist Dr. James Markham writes, "I was reading a recent poll of men who were asked who they thought was the most influential male in the world today. Number one on the list was Don Draper, a character on a television series. He's not even a real person. Number two was Usain Bolt, an Olympic athlete who many believe defines the true spirit of competition, and President Barack Obama slipped in as number three. This is just another example of how the media has the power to create an influential character, market him as an ideal to the world, and affect the minds of a large segment of the population. That same media is doing the same thing when it comes to telling us how to build and maintain optimum health." Dr. Markham's book, The Ultimate Prescription, is available from Amazon.com and wherever quality books are sold. To learn more about health from a biblical perspective, visit HeartWiseMinistries.org. I'd like to take a moment to invite you to visit the HeartWise Ministries team on the internet. Stop by HeartWiseMinistries.org and discover for yourself that optimum health is not the result of favorable genes or the right combination of pharmaceuticals. No, optimum health is the result of making the right choices each and every moment of each and every day. If you're like me, you're probably a little confused about what the media and marketing moguls are feeding us. There are a lot of potions, pills, and promises out there. Some work, some don't, and some are downright dangerous. Whom do you believe? Whom do you trust? Board-certified cardiologist Dr. James Markham, founder-director of HeartWise Ministries, says there is a source of information that can be trusted and followed. That's the Bible, God's owner's manual, as he calls it, for us all. The information you find on HeartWiseMinistries.org is information backed by biblical truth. It can be trusted because God can be trusted. So stop by, won't you? That's HeartWiseMinistries.org.
Welcome back to HeartWise. We're talking today with Brenda Walsh, and she has a wonderful story that she's telling us. And we found out in the first segment that she was an aspiring nursing student, made some bad decisions, got married at a very young age, married to a policeman. Brenda, continue your story here. You left us when he was part of the police force. Just continue the story.
Yes, and he had just been promoted to FBI. He was put in the narcotics division. And the good news was that it kept him farther, farther away from home in the longer periods of time. But when he did come home, it was very violent. The violence actually started right away. And it's always about a control. They control your mind. And pretty soon everything was my fault, not only in his mind, but in my mind too. And not long after we were married, I got pregnant. And there was just so many things, Dr. Markham, that I could share that there just isn't time to share. But I can tell you that it was a really violent pregnancy. There was a time when I was kicked down a flight of stairs and hospitalized because I didn't know if the baby would live. The times that, he would drag me out to a shooting range and make me stand on the target. And he'd shoot all around me, until I would just beg him to go ahead and just kill me.
Oh, my.
And, It's amazing to me how much God protected me, even with my prayers that I was praying, and I wasn't even praying the right way because I was praying such a coward prayer most of the time of God, just please let me die, please let me die. I dream about ways I could just die, and then once my child was born, I wanted to live. I couldn't imagine leaving this child in this world without him. And I tell the story in my book of, when Becky's my daughter, and when she was just 4 days old, I had just come home from the hospital and had gotten her tucked into bed. And I tell the story where, just 4 days old, you know, he raped me so horribly, so violently that, I mean, it literally ripped all my stitches out. If you can imagine how tender a woman that's just had birth and has episiotomy, and I nearly bled to death, and I pleaded and prayed that God would save me. I'm bleeding out on the bathroom floor. I've got von Willebrand's disease. I'm a bleeder. And I'm sure you know about that. Right. And so my risk for death was even greater. And I can remember him spitting in my face when I'm pleading with him to take me to the hospital. I said, I'm going to die. And he spit in my face and said, I'm looking forward to seeing the look of death on your face. And here at 1 o'clock in the morning, my sister Linda, who lived next door to me, wakes up out of a sound sleep, impressed that I need her, runs across to my house, banging on the door. Here in the middle of the night, how many people would turn around and see this clock and see that it's 1 in the morning, roll over and said, I'll call it in the morning? But no, she's somebody that really listens to God's voice, and it saved my life, because the minute that he answered the door, he was, oh, Brenda just fell and hurt herself. I need to go to the hospital. I was just getting ready to call you.
Wow.
And so you see how God intervened over and over and over. I share those kind of experiences in the book. The really bad stuff isn't even in the book, because a reader wouldn't be able to get through to God's glory if they had to read through all that pain.
Yeah.
But I tell the story of how God allowed me to even leave. He used my sister Linda in a powerful way to help me get out of that bad situation. Really and truly, Jesus saved me. And it was never his will that I be a battered woman. It was never his will that I suffer, and it's never his will that any of us should suffer. Yeah. He wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. But I praise the Lord that he heard my cries. He heard my prayer. He lifted me out of the depths of despair. And I can tell you through my faith in God, through his strength, through his healing, power of healing, he healed my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be the person I am today if it wasn't God in my life. I don't know what people do that don't have God in their life. And most people, Dr. Markham, would say that somebody that went through everything that I went through should be locked up in some mental home somewhere or on, you know, psychotic drugs or something, you know, to get by.
Right.
And I actually had a psychiatrist travel once. I was doing a concert tour in Brazil. He traveled all 8 hours to come up to meet me because he had read my book.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I just want to know, tell me, what are you on? He said, because if you just share that with me, I have so many patients that we help because you're so normal and you're doing all these wonderful things for God. He said, tell me, what are you taking? Are you on Prozac? You know, are you on, you know,
right.
You need to start listening to all these. And I said, I'm not taking anything. And he said, please, I didn't, he says, I know it's a risk. He said, but if you just tell me, I won't even tell anybody that, you know, that it's you. I just want to know what's helping you. And I looked at him and I said, I'm high on Jesus.
Wow.
And he was like, wow, that's incredible. And the truth is, most people probably would think that to go about and do the things that God is having me do today, that I would have to be on some type of psych drugs or whatever. But I can tell you that when Jesus heals, he heals completely. And he really did come in and just heal my heart. And I love the Lord with all my heart. I know what he's done. I've seen his power. And I know the healing power of faith.
Yeah.
And it's a tremendous, you know, it's a tremendous, horrible thing that I went through. But God can pick up the pieces of anyone's life. And, you know, if he can do that for me, he can do it for anyone. And he can create and help you to be the person he created you to be.
That's right.
It really starts with surrender.
Right. We're speaking today with Brenda Walsh. She's written the book Battered to Blessed. And that book can be found at her website. That's brendawalsh.com. And we're talking to Brenda and HeartWise today and helping everyone realize it's your brain, relationships, it affects your chemistry. And I think she's told what the anecdote. Brenda, you know, you were young, you lost all your dreams. What sort of turned this thing around?
Really, it was...
I guess you had to leave the relationship, the bad relationship,
relationship. Yes, God helped me escape from the bad relationship, and he used my sister in a very powerful way to do it. And I had the love from my family and support from my family, and I had my faith in God. Mm-hmm. It was leaning on him and trusting in him, and every time that the enemy would want to tell me what a horrible, despicable person I was, God would remind me that I was a child of the King.
Now, how long were you in this abusive relationship?
I was actually there for just a little over a year.
Okay.
And it was like I went into it as a very naive little girl, and I kind of left an old woman, if that makes any sense, you know,
right.
because I had to grow up really that fast.
Yeah.
And it was a rude and cruel awakening to how evil this world can be.
Yeah.
But I also know the power of positive thinking. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend, I tell the story of the book, that was a physician that really, he had 7 different medical degrees. He was incredible. And he worked with me so patiently to help me understand the power of the mind, really. When mm-hmm. That's what I love about your ministry so much,
yeah.
because they're really, I'm a living proof of that.
Right.
Because I know every time that I would hear, he would help me know. He said, now there's going to be things that even at a conversation, somewhere that someone's going to say something and it's going to trigger a bad memory.
Yeah.
And he said, and what you do is you stomp that away. You these are the tools you can use to push that away, put that bad memory on the shelf, and you're never going to take it down again. And he gave me those little tools that your mind can do to help you keep those bad things on the shelf. And I don't take them off the shelf for any reason. You know, the really, really bad things that would be hard for me to deal with every day, I just keep on the shelf. And he told me the benefits. He helped me learn the benefits of positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he'd say, every time the enemy wants to tell you what a bad person you are, he said, you allow God to tell you what a great person you are, because you are a child of the king of the universe.
Wow, that is wonderful.
And that really, yeah. it made a huge difference in my life.
Yeah, we have a couple minutes here before we finish up this program, but I want to let our listeners know that Brenda Walsh is going to be a part of our ministry at HeartWise, and we're going to have a place on our webpage where you can interact with her. And we understand that the brain and relationships affects our stress chemical and our health overall. And you might be someone out there that's struggling with bad relationships or abusive relationships. So Brenda, through her experience, we're going to talk more about this in our next program, is going to be able to share and help you. And I want to invite you to go to her website, brendawalsh.com. She's written this wonderful bestseller, Battered to Blessed, and she's working on many more projects that will help not only ministry, men, women, but all this. She's trying to change chemistry, not with pills, but a whole different ways, by changing our brain, the changing our relationship, by strengthening the front part of our brain, the prefrontal cortex, by decreasing the stress chemistry of the brain that she knows firsthand. So Brenda, I mean,
right.
we just want to thank you so much. And we're going to, you know, the next program, we're going to talk about where God has taken you from here, what he's doing in
sure.
your life, how he's leading, how people can be a part of your ministry, and how you can continue to help others that might be in the same boat out there. There might be listeners that are experiencing the same thing, maybe not to such a greater degree, but to a lesser degree, and want to learn the steps that you've learned about how they can come out of this and how they can connect with a relationship which can maybe keep them from a dangerous health problem.
Absolutely.
So listener,
Absolutely.
If you're with us, we want to invite you to go to our website, heartwiseministries.org, and please stay with us. Our next program, we're going to continue this discussion with Brenda Walsh. We're going to find out how she's overcoming and what God's doing in her life today and how she's healing the world. She might not be giving prescriptions out, but she's doing some mighty healing in Jesus' name. So stay with us next week, and thank you for joining us this week. I'm Dr. James Markham, wishing you the best of health.
Thank you for joining us today on HeartWise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.